This is Fresh Air. Carcy Blanton is a Virginia-born, New Orleans-based singer-songwriter whose sixth studio album is called Buck Up. She's named as influences artists a generation older than she is, such as John Prine and Loudon Wainwright. Rock critic Ken Tucker says she lives up to those comparisons.
Like the singer-songwriters she admires, Carcy Blanton is making folk-based music that prizes wordplay and an antic sense of humor. You can hear jazz, Motown, and power pop in her melodies and phrasing, which makes her stuff delightfully surprising, but doesn't help her in commercial categorization. When I went looking for what's been written about her, I was a little surprised to find that Rolling Stone had tucked her away onto its country music site. Not cool. I'd put her on the cover of the print edition. Carcy Blanton has a high voice that floats up into curly cues of pointed pleasure. Her tone never becomes cute because she phrases with such purpose, and what she's talking about is almost always earthy, if not downright down and dirty. One song not on this album is a parody she made of the Ed Sheeran song Love Yourself. I can't say Blanton's title on the radio, but you can find the excellent tune on her YouTube channel. A song that is on her new album is Jacket, a jaunty road song that takes a detour into something more intimate.
I took a good long drive down the NJ Pike, thinking why you gotta be the type of boy I like, and why you act so dumb, all the books you read, you got a body like that, but you're living in your head. I make a quick pit stop at the Molly Pitcher. You say you got a girl, but I don't see you with it. You say you wanna drink, you say I oughta keep it clean. I ain't a Swiffer. Well, I like your shirt, I like your jacket, I like to think about you when I whack it. It doesn't hurt, there's nothing to it. Call me when you had enough of thinking, honey, let's do it.
While Jacket is an ode to self-pleasure, it's also more complicated than that. Since at a certain point, Blanton finds it necessary to point out that while the object of her desire is, quote, just a Democrat, she defines herself as a revolutionary. For Blanton, the personal is always political. The most obvious case in point is her song, American Kid, in which she muses about the state of the country she worries about handing over to our children.
I was once an American kid, growing up on hollowed ground. Rode to the river on a pretty red horse in a pretty little country town. But I grew up fast and I cast my vote for the president. And I had my doubts, but I still had hope until I read the finer print. Don't look now, but it won't be.
Carcy Blanton bursts with ideas and opinions. If you go to her website, you'll encounter blog posts from a sex-positive point of view alongside meticulously reasoned pieces about the Me Too movement in the music industry. Buck Up came out in late February, and since that time, I keep coming back to it, finding new things to appreciate about it. Buck Up is shaping up to be one of my favorite albums of the year.
Ken Tucker reviewed Carcy Blanton's latest album, Buck Up.